This is DJ Sally Ann, and you're listening to Sounds Like the Thrift Store, giving you an amazing mix of the music you tried to ditch. Now, we've been on a bit of a hiatus. A bit is a term I'm using loosely. But we're back, and the return of Sounds Like the Thrift Store will be airing the last Sunday of every month from 4 to 5, and rebroadcast at some other time. All the shows are available at djsallyann.podomatic.com, and you can find it on iTunes and download the podcast that way too. I'm pretty excited. This episode is called Whistle While You Work, but you'll find out why later. First, I'm going to start the show off with some animotion. And if you grew up watching City TV in the 90s, perhaps my Ontario is showing, but you'll recognize this. If not, then just enjoy a song about love gone too far.
You have been given.
So we just heard Sing a Little Melody by the Furco String Band, which is off of a compilation entitled Whistle While You Work, a collection of songs with a lilt to lighten your housework. Wow. So this is obviously from the late 50s, and there's a very nice image of a woman with an apron. She's kind of dancing with a broom and gloves and a dustpan with a smiley face. And Whistle While You Work is written on the laundry. And when I saw this at the store, I had to get it. So we're going to listen to a couple more tracks from Whistle While You Work, a collection of songs, the lilt to lighten your housework. And this is split up into two sides. So there's with vocals, which is, we're going to listen to some of that first. And then there's without vocals, which includes the title track, Whistle While You Work. So up next, we're going to hear Bridge of Happiness by George Romero. And if you listen to the lyrics, you can definitely feel some sadness beneath all that domesticity.
And laugh at the bubbles that always
It songs to do housework to. I know I personally prefer cleaning with music, and just kind of wonder, looking at Whistle While You Work, how someone would feel getting that as a present, like a non-ironic present. And I'm happy I was able to share that with you today on Sounds Like the Thrift Store. I'm DJ Sally Ann, and up next, we're going to listen to some Afro Rock, a collection of rare and unreleased Afrobeat quarried from across the continent, Volume 1. First track we're going to hear, well, you've all heard of Jungle Fever, but what about Jingo Fever? What about that? Well, as soon as I stop talking, you'll be able to say you know what Jingo Fever is all about.
Give me fever. She's heavy. She does the funky dances. She's really, really heavy. My woman. She's really, really heavy. Look at her, though. Yo. Check it out. She walk, the way she talk, the way she does the funky dances, she's really, really heavy.
So that was Ricky Lee Jones off the album Pirates, and it's one of my favorite thrift store finds, Woody and Dutch on the Slow Train to Peking. And before that, we were listening to some Afro rock. We heard Geraldo Pino and the Heartbeats, Heavy, 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 the Sierra Leonean music star. And before that, we heard Jingo Fever. So it's Ishmael Jingo's song called Fever, originally released in 1974 as parts 1 and 2. Fever is heard here in this compilation in its unabridged form. excuse me. So, up next, we have the incredible sights and sounds of the Winter Nationals 1964 Championship Drag Races, Pomona, California. I'm just going to read from the back of the record. This is, by the way, all vinyl edition of Sounds Like the Thrift Store. I just can't bring myself to deal with rewinding and fast-forwarding cassettes yet, I suppose. But Winter Nationals Championship Drag Races on vinyl. Whoever wrote the back of this, I hope they went on to do great things. because I'm going to share some of this with you. So you've been bitten by the dragon bug. It's not enough that you keep seeing visions of dragsters hurtling along speeds in excess of 190 miles per hour. The smells of those exhausts, of burning tires and acrid fuels have invaded your respiratory system, and the sound of the thunder from those eight bangers keeps haunting you. So you follow the crowd, and where do you land? Where but at the Los Angeles Country Foundgrounds at Pomona, California. You knew all along you would end up there in time for the annual Winter Nationals Championship Drag Races, with some 3,000 hot rod and stock car drivers from 30 states competing in nearly 6,000 races. Wild animals can keep you away. The time is 9 a.m. Friday, February 14th, 1964. And what happens? If you're a big weenie, this is what it says. If you're a big weenie, you follow the other hot dogs, farmers, salesmen, cooks, machinists, building tradesmen, oil workers, actors, engineers, milkmen, printers, delivery boys, and professional guys. And knowing the difference between a caddy box and a clutch fork, you've built yourself a gasser that can gobble. Maybe you started with just bare metal in a dream. By the time you finish working over the heap and are ready for the time trials, you've got yourself an engine with plenty of cubes. You spend your time bragging all over the place in the new mags or spokes or huffer or super cheater sticks, and then you take your place in line with the rest of the entries, confident you have the show and go of a winner. You treasure every minute you spend handling your car, cleaning and oiling parts, adjusting valves, checking carbs, intake manifold, pistons, cams, crankshaft, and 100 other parts. Your emotions are just as souped up as that heap of an automobile that will whisk you, if all goes well, from a standing start over a quarter mile of straight asphalt track to terminal speeds of more than 194 miles an hour. When you hit those speeds, parachutes are needed to supplement your mechanical braking. You wonder whether you're driving a mean motor scooter down the line, or whether you'll take off faster by dueling wheelie. You stomp the loud pedal and then simmer down a bit to let the M&H slicks catch up. You gamble on having to light the rugs in order to chalk up the maximum speed minimum traveling time without going out to lunch. But even if you do, if worse comes to worse, you take comfort in the fact that fans, for the most part, know that hot dogs don't drive rats and dare to go anywhere near the strip. 30 cents short. So... there's still more. I could go on, but I'm going to play some songs. That's a lie. There's no songs here. I'm going to play some sounds of Super Stock Eliminations Stick Shift, Automatic Shift. Let's go with Mr. Stock Eliminator of 1964, and then perhaps the sound of the Top Gasoline Eliminator. Enjoy. This is Sounds Like the Thrift Store.
Thank you. as the night is leaving, silently retreating down an empty hole. Suddenly a stirring, finally recurring where I let it fall. Following the wanderings of a dream, a dream that keeps my soul alive.
That last amazing song was I Eat Cannibals by Total Coelho. And these ladies like to dress up in garbage bag dresses and do pouty faces. I'm just assuming from the cover of the record. Fabulous find. Thank you, Ross, Lindsay, Lacey, Anita, and Sheen for I Eat Cannibals. And before that, we heard a song, and I'm not going to tell you what song it was, because this is a new part of Sounds Like the Thrift Store. It's called What Movie Soundtrack Is That Song From? Real catchy title. So the first person who correctly emails me at djsallyann@gmail.com, that's djsallyann@gmail.com, will win a prize. And the prize is a record or a cassette. You get to pick format. You don't get to pick which one it is. So if you know what that song was, send me an email. And then before that, of course, we heard the Winter Nationals 1964 Championship Drag Races from Pomona, California. We heard Mr. Stock Eliminator of 1964 and then Top Gasoline Eliminator. So yeah. Coming up next, well, we'll see. I'll surprise you with some randomness from Random Radio. You are listening to CJUC 92.5 in Whitehorse. I'm DJ Sally Ann, and thanks for listening to Sounds Like the Thrift Store.